The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. And he shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. And right here, verse number 5 is what I was thinking about. It's a continuation of this morning. Verse number 5, it says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. It's just everywhere. We know about all the animals and all the substitutionary sacrifices that were made. And we understand that. And we understand today that Jesus is our substitutionary sacrifice. It's no longer those animals. And of course, in the Psalms here, and especially in verse 5, that was during the time of animal sacrifice. And so that would have meant something. But they were looking ahead. They were looking ahead to the ultimate sacrifice that would end all sacrifices. No more sacrifices to be made as far as blood sacrifices go. But God has not changed, and he is no less pleased in sacrifice today than he was way back in the time of David. And that is a psalm during the time of David. While we're there, look at the 27th psalm. Go to Psalm 27. There's several of them, and you're going to see why I was trying to get you to, if you're going to praise, man, praise now. Praise while you have breath. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In the 27th psalm, in verse number 5, it says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lift up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Now wait a minute. I just want to look out here real quick. And I want to see joy. I got the joy, joy, joy. Oh, I'm down in the dumps. Where? I'm down in the dumps. No, I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got joy, and I got peace like a river. I got all of those things, but look, the world, that they're going to stay down in the dumps, and those things are going to affect them. But you and I, we can live above the circumstances in Jesus, because we know the truth, and we know what he's done for us. And just to me, it's just amazing how he can lift up our heads. He lifts up our head above our enemies. He delivers us out of the time of trouble and these things that are going on in the world today. They're going to scare a lot of people, but they're not going to scare you and I, because we know our Lord and Savior. He says, and now, he says, shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O God, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Praise God. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Isaiah, Jeremiah. AJ's not here tonight. I don't know if they're watching online or not. They may be, they probably are, but if you are, I know why you're not here. He's hurting. We were trying to clean out a septic tank last week, a few days ago, and as he was walking around the edge of it, problem is his tank is really deep. And somebody put about, I'm going to say over like 3 foot of dirt on top of that tank. They had to set it deep because of the level where the house was. But anyway, there's a ledge there, and we had both walked around it, and the guy who had come and just pumped out the tank, I'm sure them guys had walked around it and stuff too. But just as we got ready, we were going to put the lid back on the tank, AJ walked around the side, and that thing just caved in. And literally, guys, literally, this is the closest I've ever seen. He almost fell down into that tank. And in fact, 1 foot went in, and the other one saved him, but he hurt himself. And, he told me before we left, I said, go in that house and go put some ice on it and go sit down. He goes, nope. He goes, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to work all day on it. I'm going to work all day. And you know what that's called? Stubborn? Pride. Yes, pride. Stubborn pride, man. I'm going to work it out. If I stop, man, I'm not going to be able to keep going. But he almost went down into a pit. Well, Jeremiah knew a little bit about that. Jeremiah knew what ups and downs, amen, of serving the Lord. How many knows the ups and downs of serving the Lord? Which one's better? Oh, it's yeah, amen. Praise God. When it's good, it's really good. It's like marriage. You know, when it's good, there's nothing better than it. But man, when it's bad, there is nothing worse than a bad marriage. But praise God when it's good. Praise God when it's up. In Jeremiah 17, Jeremiah chapter 17, in verse 25, it says, and then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses. And they and their princes and the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. Oh my goodness, guys. We've been talking about Jerusalem. But he says, and they shall come from cities of Judah and from places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. Man, lots of sacrifices. We talked about some sacrifices today, but we didn't talk about those. You know, to me, that one's always made me scratch my head just a little bit. Do you mean to tell me, Lord, that it's a sacrifice for me to praise you? What in the world is he talking about? That's, you know, sacrifices are supposed to be hard and difficult. It should not. Is it a difficult thing to raise your hand and to praise God and look up and give thanks for everything that you have? Everything that you are, everything you know, everything that you have been, everything that you will be. Amen. We can praise God for that, can't we? That's a sacrifice of praise? How hard is it? How hard is it just to praise the Lord? And I just remember hearing a story about a man in the he was a preacher. He went to the hospital, man, and there was a little girl that had been in a terrible, terrible accident. And everything was broken and everything. They didn't think she was going to be paralyzed and she wasn't going to be able to move anything. But the one thing she could move was her lips. She could muster from her voice and from her vocal cords a praise. Maybe she couldn't get a word out. Just a woo. I mean, you know, God said 3 times a year, he says, I want all the men to show up to Jerusalem. And I want them to show up. No, I don't want them to show up empty. What does that mean? You know, we all drive around on empty. He says, no, I want you to show up. I want you to have praise on your lips. I want you to have joy in your heart. Is that too much to ask? We all know the famous verse about, what's the most famous verse about sacrifice in the Bible? I know you know this. It's over in 1 Samuel. What's the most famous verse about sacrifice? Obedience is better than sacrifice. You say, so see, that omits the sacrifice right there. Everybody knows that's when Samuel's looking at Saul and said, What's these bleeding sheep? You were supposed to destroy everything God said to do, and you didn't. And Saul came up with the excuse. He says, well, we saved the best ones because we were going to give them to God. And Samuel said, no, that's the wrong reason to sacrifice. The wrong reason to sacrifice, of course, we are to be obedient. Obedience is the very best way to show that we believe. Amen. It's the thing that separates us because we follow him, but that does not omit the sacrifice. And certainly all the ones we talked about today, but also the sacrifice of praise. God is good. Turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Or you may not have to turn there. It depends on how quick Holly is. She's really quick. Hebrews chapter 13. She's waiting for the other part of the verse. Verse 15. It says, verse 15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. What do you want to hear when all this is over? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. You know when that ruler over many part is going to happen? Does anybody know? What do you mean we're going to be ruler over many? What was Jesus talking about? Was that analogy? Well, I believe that is talking about the 1,000-year millennial reign. We're coming back on this earth. I believe in a literal coming back to this earth. I'm not an amillennialist. And I don't believe the Bible is either. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of different churches. We've got them around here that believe that way. I'll tell you what, you can't explain what Jesus was talking about. He says, you've been faithful over a few things. You're going to get rewarded. One of the reasons why we believe that the right system in the world today is a capitalist system. Jesus didn't talk about capitalism. Jesus said, if you work hard, you get rewards. He said, if you don't work, you don't get to eat. Most of the guys with the signs and stuff, I don't hand them money, but usually I used to when I was working jobs all the time and I had construction and things. I'd pull up and say, guys, you want to go to work? And many a times I'd pull, get in my truck, get in the truck, guys, we're going to go. Now I had them when we got to the job, said, take me back. Take me back. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that kind of work. Well, guess what? You ain't going to get paid either. You're not going to get no reward. God's going to give us a reward. I think a great reward is to allow us to come back to this earth. Amen. And by the way, I've already claimed sun sights. I'm going to rule over this area. I've had it with these people around here. And I'm going to rule. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but here's what I believe. You know what? God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. And those that would sacrifice, he said, those, you know what? Bring to me, call to me those that have a covenant with me by sacrifice. Today we have a covenant with him by sacrifice. We do. You know, it's not hard to turn around and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Jump over to the New Testament, over in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I talked a little bit about it during the invitation this morning, but I just want to bring it up again. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Old English, that's old English. I beseech you. I implore you. I strongly suggest to you. How many's ever seen the Amplified Bible? Oh my gosh. Man, I mean every sentence. I mean you can go on for a while, can't you? On that Amplified Bible. That just all the synonyms. But you know what? It just says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I think, you know, we thought a lot about it today, and I thank God for those men that sacrificed. those men, you know, thank God for them. But we talked a little bit, and it was brought to our attention this morning about those that you know, they came back with hidden wounds. And a lot of those guys, it's astronomical the amount of them that have taken their life. Suicide is high for you know, the vets and things that come home with, they seem to come home whole, but you know, they're wounded on the inside. God knows, man, He knows about that. And I hate to say it, but it's easier to die than it is to live through some of those things. Paul said, it would be better. He was a strait betwixt the two we were talking about in Philippians today, whether to stay here and be profitable for you or for me to leave, which would be better for me. But he said, I'll stay. You know, it would be better to go. Paul knew that. And listen, I've heard people say, well, you know, I would die for my wife, or I would die for my children. I'd die for my family. And then turn around and go commit adultery. Or turn around and do some wicked sin. Something that betrayed his family. And say, you know what? It would be good that you live for him. That's the hard part sometimes. Especially in this vicious world and wicked and dark world of sin. It's hard to do that. And man, is it getting darker? Is it getting more wicked? I mean, as the minutes, as the sands through the hourglass, I mean, it's absolutely just the minutes. But he says, I want you to present your body a living sacrifice. That means to have that sacrifice of praise. That means to have joy in your life. Yeah, the bad things happen, but can we have joy? We know that it's a decision. It is every day. And all of us here have, I'll guarantee you, there's things we got in our closet that have happened to us, we probably haven't told anybody else. We've had things go on in our life, and you know, we're carrying those things, and the Lord says, you know what, I can allow you to live. And not only that, I can allow you to live a life of joy and a life of praise and a life of sacrifice. And he even calls that sacrifice of praise a sacrifice, the fruit of our lips. He says, let us live that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You ever catch that part? God wants us holy. Today we have really dumbed God down. We really have. We've brought him down to our level. And he's so high. He says we want to be set apart for the Lord. We want that, and that's a, you know, that's a reasonable service. That is God, what God wants of us, as we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, which is, by the way, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And, you know, I used to read that verse wrong when I was a kid. I thought, well, it's God's reasonable service to be my God. That's kind of how I was understanding that verse. I don't know how I got that. I'm sitting here trying to think of that. But for years, I kind of believe, well, you know, God is, he's here to serve me. He's my God and I love him. But I kind of had, you know, God in the box. I had that God in the box thing where, you know what, God, when I need you, I'll bring you out of the box. You know, he was the medicine cabinet God. He was the, you know, the gospel. When I opened the medicine cabinet and I needed something, I'd go in, I'd take one of those, and that was my God. The children of Israel used to drag, in early chapters of 1 Samuel, the children of Israel would drag the Ark of the Covenant into battle. And they thought automatically, if we bring God in the box, we're going to win. They found out they were wrong. not only did they get beat, but man, they had the ark stolen from them and taken from them, and they were left running and dead because they thought, well, they could just keep God in a box, man. You know what? God is not, listen, it's our reasonable service to him to give our whole bodies and our whole lives to him. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you're ever going to figure out that, you know, no matter what's happened to you in this world, and No matter what you've come through, and you can still live a life of sacrifice to the Lord. You can still muster up a praise and a hallelujah. I like that song. I raise a hallelujah. How many have heard that? In the presence of my enemies. We need to do that song. I raise a hallelujah. You know, no matter what's in front of me, man, I can still praise God. He is still my God and King. There's no God like our God. There's nobody as high as our God, and there's nobody worthy of more or any praise like our God is. And that's just simply what he's saying. You know what? Can we do that? We have to be reminded of that. We were talking today in Sunday school about the fourth commandment, and it starts out, remember. Remember what this is about. And, you know, I think we would do well if we would just remember some of these things. There's some great sacrifices in the Bible. I always think about Abraham. I always think about that whole thing. You know, I think if anybody's ever truly read that and understood that, I do believe we processed that in our mind. What in the world was going through their minds? And God said, I want you to take your son, and I want you to take him up there, and I want you to sacrifice him to me. Well, wait a minute. You know how many years they waited for that son? You know, want to know how much problems and things that went on in the years that they waited for that son? And then finally, he comes. And God says, sacrifice him. We know how that turned out, praise God. Praise God, there was a lamb in the thicket. Wonder how he got there. Wonder how that got there. How did he get caught in that thicket? Just at the right time. I always liked the word. I learned it years ago. Most of you know it. How do you say Abraham in sign language? That is Abraham in sign language. Abraham was coming down. He was a friend of God, John. He was a friend of God, and God said, do it. And Abraham, when he told the servants before he went up there, he says, me and the child will be back. We're going up here to sacrifice. I remember hearing my dad preach about that. Preach about Isaac. Dad, we got everything we need. The only thing we don't have is the sacrifice. We got the knife, we got the wood, we got everything we need, Dad. Dad, where's the, Dad, we've sacrificed a lot of time. Where's the sacrifice? That's a good question today in the Church of America. Boy, we got the bands. Hey, we got the lights, man. We got the buildings now. We got stuff. But we ain't got the sacrifice. God said he would provide himself a lamb. I love that. That's over there in Genesis 22 over there. That's in the King James. I love the King James Bible of that, because he didn't say provide for himself. He said God would provide himself a sacrifice. Ooh. Yeah, I kind of expect God could provide. He could bring a lamb around, but man, what a picture. He was saying, you know what? It's my son. I'm going to catch my son right there, and he'll be sacrificed for you. It's not too much to ask for us to sacrifice for him. This week, remember that. I don't know how much time, I don't know how many breaths you have, I don't know what you got left in this life. But just remember, none of it will be in vain. There's nothing that's going to be wasted. Not one drop will be wasted if it's done for the right reason. Let's all stand together. Amen. God is good. God is so good. Just for a moment, we just bow our heads just for a moment and think about that subject tonight. I know for me, for sure, I don't sacrifice like I should. Oh, there are times we do better than others, but you know, that's a daily thing. There was a morning and evening sacrifice in the temple every day. Sometimes we think we show up to church and we think that's our big sacrifice. Oh, God, look what I gave you. I gave you my presence today. I'm here. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full, rich, and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full, rich, and free. Brother Johnny, one of our vets, would you close us in prayer, Brother Johnny?
Father God, we love you. We thank you so much for the sacrifice you've given us. And Lord, we're joined with you in that sacrifice. And I was thinking sacrifices, by definition, in my heart, is giving of myself. All those things I look for, the things I want about me, it's not that, Lord. It's a sacrifice of praise to set myself aside. May we all do that and make our sacrifice a sacrifice of praise, setting ourselves aside, the dreams, the wishes that separate us, not all dreams and wishes, those that would separate us from you, and we'd sacrifice ourselves to you in praise and put you first and think of you. Thank you for this night, the message from our pastor, from your word, from our God, our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Praise God. Praise the Lord.